Welcome to the deep dive. You flagged an article from Christian Culture News about Justin Bieber's faith journey, and it really sparked our curiosity.
Yeah.
How does someone in that intense public eye navigate something as personal as their spirituality, particularly this idea of prioritizing a direct relationship with Jesus?
Right.
So our goal today is to really dig into the key aspects of Bieber's spiritual evolution and see, you know, what resonates. We'll be looking at his background, why he seems to be moving away from traditional religious structures, the role of spirituality in his life now, how the public has reacted, the influence on his music, and even some interesting connections to other figures in the spotlight.
It's such a compelling story, isn't it? Someone whose life is so open to scrutiny, making such a personal and significant shift in their spiritual approach. It gives us a fascinating glimpse into the, well, the modern experience of faith.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's start by unpacking some of his background.
Mm.
The article notes that Bieber, who was born in 94, became a massive star very early on after being discovered by Scooter Braun. It also mentions he had a Christian upbringing. A key moment seems to have been his baptism in 2014.
Right.
Interestingly, around that same time, the article points out he began expressing some, well, reservations about organized religion.
That timing is quite suggestive. It raises the question of whether that personal commitment through baptism perhaps brought into sharper focus any tensions he might have been feeling with more established religious frameworks. It's not unusual, you know, for a deepening of individual faith to lead to a reevaluation of traditional structures.
That brings us to what seems to be the heart of this deep dive: Bieber's apparent conscious choice to prioritize a direct personal relationship with Jesus Christ over simply adhering to the doctrines and practices of organized religion.
Yes.
That seems to be the central thread in his spiritual journey, at least as presented here.
Exactly. And it's a sentiment we're seeing echoed by many. Huh. Think about the broader cultural conversation, particularly with younger generations, around seeking authentic and personal connections, whether that's in relationships or indeed with the divine. This desire for a direct experience, it really resonates deeply.
So how does this personal focus on faith actually manifest in Bieber's life? The article highlights his use of social media, particularly Instagram, as a platform for sharing his reflections. It suggests he frequently emphasizes this personal connection with Jesus over traditional religious structures in his posts.
What's striking is the unvarnished nature of his communication. The article even quotes him saying something like, "I want to be closer to Jesus."
Right.
That's a very direct and relatable feeling. It cuts through any potential theological barriers and speaks to a fundamental human longing for connection and purpose.
Yeah.
For someone who might feel disconnected from traditional religious institutions, that kind of straightforward expression can be incredibly impactful.
It does feel very authentic, doesn't it? Almost like he's sharing a personal journal entry with millions of people. The article really underscores this theme of authenticity and personal connection in his online presence. It suggests this vulnerability resonates with a generation that values genuine experiences over, you know, prescribed beliefs.
Precisely. In a world where so much is curated and filtered, that willingness to share what feels like an internal spiritual yearning stands out.
Definitely.
It taps into a desire for sincerity that many find appealing.
Okay, let's delve a bit deeper into this idea of a personal relationship with Jesus. What does that actually mean within faith communities? The article touches on this,
right,
explaining that it often centers on emotional and spiritual connections rather than solely on traditional practices.
That's a crucial distinction. It shifts the focus inward, from external rituals to an internal experience. Instead of just fulfilling religious obligations, it's about cultivating a direct and personal connection with the divine.
Yeah.
You know, think of it less like following a set of rules and more like developing a friendship.
Oh, okay.
A dialogue, a sense of trust, and presence. The article mentions direct communion, individual experience, and emotional engagement as key aspects.
Right. It's about that direct line of communication, almost like a one-on-one conversation. The article mentions communication, trust, and ongoing dialogue as defining characteristics.
Yeah.
It's not just about intellectual assent to a set of beliefs, but actively engaging with faith on a personal and emotional level.
Exactly. And it places a high value on that subjective experience of faith. The article points out Bieber's emphasis on the feelings of love, acceptance, and guidance he derives from this connection.
Uh-huh.
It's about how faith impacts his inner life and provides a sense of meaning, rather than solely about adhering to external doctrines.
Now, let's consider Bieber's move away from organized religion. The article offers some historical context, noting that many public figures have at times felt constrained by religious institutions.
Mm.
What specifically does it suggest about Bieber's reasons?
The article highlights his expressed feelings of being restricted by the rigidity he perceived in organized religion.
Okay.
He felt it wasn't fully aligned with his personal experiences and, perhaps more importantly, that it hindered his direct spiritual connection with Jesus.
So it wasn't necessarily a rejection of faith itself, but more a sense that the traditional structures were in some way obstructing his personal connection to the divine. Is that...
Precisely. His focus shifted towards that direct, independent link, unburdened by church regulations or societal expectations tied to specific denominations.
Right.
The article links this to his desire for authenticity and his emphasis on a love-driven understanding of Jesus, suggesting he found some aspects of organized religion to be less focused on that core message.
That makes sense. It's almost like saying, I can connect with Jesus without necessarily going through this particular institution.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, how does this personal spirituality actually play out in his daily life? The article touches on the practical role of spirituality.
It describes several concrete ways. Prayer is mentioned as a regular practice for him, serving as a source of guidance and comfort.
Okay.
That really underscores the idea of ongoing communication within a personal relationship.
And it also mentions the importance of meditation for him for cultivating mindfulness, managing stress, and even fostering creativity. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. It shows how this spiritual focus can have tangible benefits in the context of his very demanding public life.
Absolutely. It's not just an abstract set of beliefs. It's integrated into his daily routines as a tool for well-being and navigating the pressures of fame.
Right.
And significantly, the article points out how he channels these spiritual reflections and emotions directly into his music.
Which segues perfectly into the influence of faith on his music. The article gives us a few specific examples. Let's start with Holy, featuring Chance the Rapper.
Okay.
What insights does the article offer about that track in relation to his faith?
It emphasizes the themes of spiritual fulfillment and divine love that are central to the lyrics. The article presents this song as a clear example of how Bieber consciously weaves his faith into his artistic expression, making it a core element of the song's message.
And what about Changes and Ghost? How does the article connect those songs to his spiritual journey?
The article suggests that these tracks explore personal struggles and illustrate how faith serves as a source of comfort and resilience during challenging times.
Ah, okay.
They highlight that recurring theme of redemption and personal growth that often surfaces in his lyrics, reflecting his own ongoing spiritual evolution.
It's fascinating how he uses such a public platform to explore these deeply personal and spiritual themes. Now, what kind of public reaction has all of this generated, according to the article?
The article describes a fairly wide spectrum of responses. On the supportive end, many fans are genuinely inspired by his openness and his emphasis on personal faith.
Right.
They find it to be a positive and relatable message, particularly for those who might be on their own unique spiritual paths or questioning more traditional norms.
And it also notes support from some within the music and entertainment industries who appreciate that authenticity and the prioritization of faith.
Yeah.
It suggests it fosters a sense of connection among those who share similar spiritual values.
Yes, there seems to be a recognition among some of his peers that navigating the intense pressures of fame while staying connected to one's faith is a significant endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
And they appreciate his willingness to be open about it.
But the article also addresses the criticisms, particularly those who question the sincerity of his beliefs, perhaps due to his celebrity status.
Sure.
And the constant public scrutiny that comes with it.
Exactly. There's a natural skepticism that can arise when anyone in the public eye discusses something as deeply personal as faith. Some critics may wonder if it's performative or genuinely held.
Yeah, the is it real question.
Right. The article also touches on the broader cultural discussion around the perceived authenticity of faith when it's so much in the public domain.
It must be a delicate balance being so visible while trying to express something so personal and potentially vulnerable.
Definitely.
Now, the article also makes some interesting comparisons to other celebrities. Who does it bring up?
It draws a parallel with Kanye West, and his very public embrace of Christianity, specifically mentioning the impact on his music with the Jesus is King album.
Oh, yes.
The connection is made in how both artists demonstrate a clear influence of their faith, not only on their personal lives,
yeah,
but also on their creative output.
And it also briefly mentions Selena Gomez and Chris Pratt. What's the relevance of those comparisons?
They're cited as other examples of celebrities who openly discuss their faith and the role it plays in their lives.
Okay.
The article highlights themes such as mental well-being, self-acceptance, and seeking guidance as areas where their faith intersects with their public personas, mirroring some of the themes present in Bieber's narrative.
So it positions Bieber's journey within a larger trend of personal spirituality among public figures.
Exactly.
Suggesting he's part of a broader movement, or at least not alone in this approach.
Precisely. It indicates a cultural shift where more individuals in the spotlight feel comfortable expressing their spiritual beliefs, often in ways that prioritize a personal connection over strict adherence to traditional religious institutions.
Okay, so as we start to wrap up, what would you say is the key takeaway from Justin Bieber's faith journey as presented in this article?
The core message seems to be the power and significance he's found in developing a personal relationship with Jesus.
Right.
Which he consciously distinguishes from traditional organized religion. It really underscores the idea that individual faith can be a vital source of strength and direction.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps even more so when navigating the unique challenges of fame.
And what are some of the broader implications of his experience that might resonate with you, our listener?
Bieber's journey really invites us all to reflect on our own individual spirituality and how our personal belief systems shape our lives.
Yeah.
It prompts a fundamental question. Does true faith necessarily require religious affiliation? Or can a direct connection to the divine be a more meaningful path for some?
Interesting question.
It challenges us to consider the diverse ways in which individuals find meaning and connection.
The article also briefly touches on how Bieber's evolving faith has seemed to positively influence his choices, relationships, and overall well-being.
Yes.
Really highlighting the value of that internal exploration and personal spiritual growth.
Yes. It suggests that this inward journey has had tangible positive effects in his life, perhaps offering a degree of encouragement for others to explore their own spiritual depths in whatever way feels most authentic to them.
So, as you reflect on our discussion today about Justin Bieber's faith journey, here's a thought to carry with you. In your own life, how do you define your spiritual connections? And what role does personal experience play in shaping your beliefs? Is there a distinction between your personal faith and any engagement you might have with organized structures? And what does that distinction mean for you? It's definitely something to consider. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us today.